Blessed repose grant, O Lord, eternal rest to the soul of your departed servant Teresa, for whom we pray, and whose mortal remains now lie in repose, and remember her forever.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpathia Rosen Society Heritage Program. Today is a special broadcast. We honor the memory of my mother, Teresa Poloka, who passed into her eternal rest on Monday, the 17th of September. My mother, Teresa Poloka, was born on October 26th, 1940, to John and Ann Papinchak. Lived her entire life in McKees Rocks and the Pittsburgh surrounding area. On the 17th September, as I said, she passed into her eternal rest. Services were held on Friday, the 21st of September, at Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic Church in McKees Rocks, with interment at St. Mark's Cemetery in McKees Rocks. Today we're going to play songs that my mother enjoyed, and also songs from her ancestral villages. My mother was 100% Rusyn from the villages of Shumiats, which today says that they're a Slovak village. But if you go on their website, they do say that they're colonized by Rusyns. Also from the villages of Hostovice and Lupienka. We start with Ya Rusyn Blu Yesmi Budu, and we'll go right into a suite of dances from Shumiats. Vichnaya Tobi Pamyat, Mamko Moya Doroha.
Ya Rusyn Blu.
Duchom i Syn.
The Pittsburgh chapter of the Carpathia-Russen Society, in cooperation with GCU District 15, will be holding a Carpathia-Russen Vatra on Saturday, October 20th, starting at 3 p.m. at the Get-Togethers Picnic Grounds in Weirton, West Virginia. Admission is free and food and drinks will be available for purchase. We will have pirohe, kolbasa, halushka, along with other delectable Russian foods and a bake sale. We'll also have some entertainment, Chinese auction, 50-50 raffle, sales items as well. For more information about the Carpathia-Russen Vatra, co-sponsored by the Pittsburgh chapter of the CRS and District 15 of the GCU, please call Rachel at area code 724-709-3643. Once again, that's Rachel, 724-709-3643. And even though this broadcast is fully sponsored by the Carpathia-Russen Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. If you'd like to make a donation to the Carpathia-Russen Society Heritage Program, please give me a call, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. Again, that is Dean, Carpathia-Russen Society Heritage Program, 412-877-9351. Shumiatz was the village where the Feka name, which when I did the research, Foika is how it is spelled and pronounced over there. And Shumiatz is a beautiful village in central Slovakia, right under what they call the King's Hill, na Kraljove Holi. Next, we move on to Zemplin County, where Hostovice is the Russian village where my mom's grandmother, Maria Kundrat, has come from. And this is a song called The Wind Blows, Duje Vitor, Duje. Years ago, my son Nicholas did a roots project, and he had to pick a person of interest, and he picked my mother, his grandmother, Teresa Paloka. So I'm going to read a couple of things that he got from her about her life. She was named Teresa because when her mother, my grandmother, Ann Papinchak, was still pregnant, she fell and prayed through the intercession of Saint Therese that her baby would be all right, and she was. That was a good thing. Her first boyfriend was my dad, Jack Paloka. She met him after senior year in 1958. She was 17 and Jack was 19. They dated for a while and got married in August of 1959. Teresa was then 19 and Jack was 21. Jack and Teresa met in 1958, which I already told you that. They got married in August of 1959. 300 to 400 family and friends attended the wedding at Holy Ghost in McKees Rocks. According to my mom, she said while she was walking down the aisle looking at Jack, she felt nervous. Teresa was a stay-at-home mom, had 4 children, my oldest brother, Mark, Beth and Sue, my sisters, and myself. Her role model was her loving mother, Ann Papinchak. She was her role model because she was hardworking and went back to school. And so did my mother. Back in the 1970s, she attended the University of Pittsburgh to get her bachelor's degree while all 4 of us were just growing up. And in the 1990s, she earned her master's in education from the University of Pittsburgh.
From another land, your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the GCU. I'm married and I have 3 kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the GCU functions.
Well, I joined the GCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life, GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA, toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. Once again, that is 1-800-722-4428, the GCU. The other 2 villages, the Russian villages, where my mother's roots come from, are Lupienka in Gorlice County in Lemkovina. Next, we play a modern version of I'm Not Going There, Ne Budu Tu Pidu Dale, from right around Lupienka. I think this comes, I forget exactly where it comes from, but it's from Lemkovina, and that's where the Papinchak and the Andruskevich name come from.
Thank you.
Anyone who knew my mom, Teresa Poloka, she had various nicknames such as Treese, T-A, T-A-P, and Tree, like my dad liked to call her, and my mom would always go, "What do you mean Tree? What do I look like? Do I look like a tree?" Well, now they're reunited back together up in heaven, and they can call each other, I'm sure they're getting caught up on the last 2 years since my dad passed away. My mom's favorite hobbies were reading, knitting, crocheting, and going shopping. Boy, was that prevalent, especially on TV. She loved watching QVC, the home HSN, all those things. Every time we'd come down, I'd be like, "Mom, what are you doing? You're getting more stuff. Oh, I like this stuff from QVC and H, whatever that other those other channels are. Hopefully I'm not, Oh, well. But if you knew my mom and knew that side of the family, the Faker, the Papinchak side, you know that they're very strong-willed people, and we're a very close-knit family as well. And I would like to thank not only everyone who attended the viewing at Zoll's Funeral Home on Thursday and the funeral on Friday, but also to the Nolens Fakas, the New Orleans Fakas. Always have stayed in touch. My Uncle Mike moved down there when he was in the Merchant Marines way, way long ago and raised a family down there. And I have various cousins and down there. So I want to add a shout out to Jan and Kristen, who were here for the past few days, kept them at our house, and get caught up on some old times. And I also want to say hi to my cuz Sam, who's listening online in Nolens. And we look forward to seeing you, Sam, Kristen, Emily, and Hannah when you come up for the concert in July over here at the Console Energy Center. So thank you all for coming. Give you a shout out down there to all the Nolens Fakas, Jan, Kristen, Sam, Emily, Hannah, and the rest. My mom loved Chattadash music, so we're going to play a little bit of Monty's Chattadash for you. Join the Friends of the Tamburitzins on Friday, September 28th, starting at 9 p.m. for Musica Poluzica, an evening of music, song, and dance. Again, as I said, Friday, September 28th, starting at 9 p.m. at the American Serbian Club, Sarah Street in Pittsburghese getting out there, Southside, Pittsburgh. Special evening of music and song featuring many orchestras comprised of Duquesne, University of Tamburitzin, current and alumni members. So once again, that is Friends of the Tamburitzins, Musica Poluzica, this Friday, September 28th, 9 p.m. at the American Serbian Club. Another genre of music, ethnic style music, that my mom really enjoyed was Romani music, gypsy music. Next, we go to Bulgaria for this lively Bulgarian chocek. Join the Carpathia Rusyn Society on Sunday, November 11th, for their CRS annual meeting. This will take place at the CRS National Cultural Center, located 915 Dixon Street in Munn Hall. The meeting will start, I believe, at 2 p.m. I can't find the information in front of me, so forgive me. I'll let you know the exact details in the next coming weeks, but mark your calendar, Sunday, November 11th. CRS annual meeting in Munn Hall at our cultural center. And as we segue into our last number from Makovitia, Kedya Ishla Dolu Hayu, I want to thank you all once again for all of your prayers and all of your thoughts on the passing of my mom, Teresa Poloka. It's been 2 years since my dad passed away, and even though it wasn't much of a shock, it was a shock. You still mourn and lament for the passing of your parents. So thank you once again to everyone who sent prayers, sent mass cards, liturgy cards, came to the viewing, came to the funeral, came to the hostina, and continue to give us your prayers. Mom, I know you're listening up there along with Dad. Hopefully you enjoyed today's program, and I hope you all enjoyed the program today. Please join us again next week at 2:30 p.m. for the best in Rusyn music on the Carpathia Rusyn Society Heritage Program, broadcast every Sunday at 2:30 here on WPIT. Trimajte se ja s Bohom, I mamko moja doroha, vichnaya jej pamjat.
Oh, Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, бары сердечно вам дякуємо, же се слухали нашу релацию. Дуфаме, же се вам любил наш несный программ. Позиваме вас слухати следующую неделю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!